You're listening to SBS News.
The Filipino-Australian community have gathered to commemorate 500 years of Christianity in the Philippines. Archbishop and Papal Nuncio to Australia, Adolfo Tito Ilana, attended.
We remember the past with gratitude, to live the present with enthusiasm, and to look forward to the future with confidence.
In March 1521, Portuguese explorer Ferdinand Magellan landed on what is now the Philippines. He brought with him a new religion, and over 800 Filipinos on the island of Cebu were baptized into it. But what is being celebrated now was not always welcomed. After some early successes, a skirmish on Lapu-Lapu Island saw Magellan greeted with a poison arrow. Christine Aquino is the author of Racism, Resistance Among the Filipino Diaspora.
Catholicism was actually a key marker of civilization for Spanish settlers. In reality, despite that they were baptized, majority of the native population weren't really given much equality. So they were still primarily used as workers. They weren't given land ownership.
Anthony Randazzo, Bishop of the Catholic Diocese of Broken Bay, led the historical quincentennial service. Here, he acknowledges the historical wounds.
As part of the recognition of the great work over 500 years, we'll also acknowledge that there's been pain along the way. And I think together as a community, one community, we'll be able to say sorry for past hurts and thanks be to God for the good things that have come as well.
All these years later, many Filipinos embrace Christianity and are excited to celebrate 500 years of devout Christian faith, as felt in the atmosphere of Our Lady of Dolores Church, Chatswood, where hundreds gathered to begin the year-long celebration.
I'm delighted to be able to celebrate this occasion in the Diocese of Broken Bay. We have one of the largest communities of Filipinos centred here at Chatswood, but also in various parts of the diocese, and they always make the most wonderful contribution, not just in their jobs in society or their work, but the way they serve, the way they gather the community together, and the way they then go out into the world and continue to bear witness through their faith.
Cynthia Martin is one of the organisers from the Filipino Chaplaincy Parish.
The Filipino Chaplaincy will be celebrating this, commemorating this special celebration, because our faith is very important to all of us, and faith is expressed in many different ways.
More than 86% of the population in the Philippines is Catholic, and many have migrated to Australia. Christine Aquino says religion is helping Filipino migrants.
Well, it can help navigate some of the challenges of migration and settlement into a new country. So, say if you're newly arrived, if you join a church group, it's a site for social connection.
With almost 300,000 Filipinos living in Australia and many more elsewhere, the community says Catholicism helps them find a sense of belonging.
Statistics show that we are about 10 million Filipinos spread all over the world. And where we are, we bring our faith with us.
Cynthia Martin agrees.
If you are looking for a Filipino anywhere in the world, go to a Catholic church and you will find one.
Christine Aquino says it's important to reflect on the country's colonial past so the community can move forward.
We need to critically examine that history and the kinds of inequalities that it's produced. But I think we also have to acknowledge the changing ways that religion is identified with.
Bernadette Clark, SBS News.